is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
For 20 years, ScoresBroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. ScoresBroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brooklyn's Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Myring. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
On football night, the CSX rolls through Anna behind the West Press Box at Booster Field.
Singibush wants to throw out pattern. Goal line. Receiver on the run. Yes, he catches. Touchdown. Kleiman with a beautiful route. He turned in and then cut toward the pylon.
From that pylon, a few hundred yards south, is Trackside Treats, where train conductors sometimes pause for a treat at Trackside. Oh, those tasty treats from March through October at Trackside. From cones and conies to chips and chicken, from shakes and sundaes to chef and taco salads, plus nachos and cheese and the chilling slush freeze. Trackside Treats in Anna features delicious sandwiches too. The tenderloin, sloppy joe, and ham and Swiss. Trackside Treats, you don't want to miss.
Man open, caught, touchdown.
Score with Trackside Treats again and again. You'll be trained to come back next to the tracks, 320 West Main and Anna, Trackside Treats.
Well, hello once again. Welcome back here to the MLK Classic at Fort Loramie. We are a few minutes away from game number 4 of 5 here at this event on this Sunday before Martin Luther King Day. This contest features homestanding Fort Loramie against Cincinnati Country Day. First three games completed. Two were close. The third game wound up being a blowout. That contest just finished as Minster defeated Troy 64-48 in the first two games. A 7-point triumph by Waynesville over Anna, and Troy Christian downed Old Fort in the second game of the day. So many thanks to Derek Olding, who engineered during game two. On the left is Brandon Coverman for game three, Jeremy Kleiman to my right, as I bring them both in as we await the start of this game between Cincinnati Country Day and Fort Loramie. Understand the Redskins have had some injuries. Ian Grillo is out. So Fort Loramie will be starting some younger athletes in this contest. Already a club that was not deep. Cincinnati Country Day, in terms of record, is right around the 500 mark. And Fort Loramie coming in below 500 does shape up on paper as a pretty even Steven basketball game between these two teams in game number two.
Yeah, I mean, you hope for a good game. That's what you come here for. Again, two of these three games have been close. Again, we look record-wise with Cincinnati Country Day coming out of the Miami Valley Conference and Fort Loramie coming out of the Shelby County League, Loramie at 6-7, hoping to get to that 500 mark. But again, it's what we hope for. We hope for good matches. We hope for a close contest. And Loramie, despite having some injuries, I think has this, you know, this home court advantage here. You know, you want to play in this tournament here. I think this will be a really fun game here today.
We've seen some good action so far, and you know what a great facility and a great fun day here with this MLK Classic that they put on over here. You know, we've seen it now for numerous years. They have the JV playing an hour and a half ahead. They play before the varsity in a different gym. Now we're coming here today for the varsity game here. Should be fun with the host team, Fort Loramie, in play.
And there's a real good one to follow yet, game five. It could be a dynamite to tilt between highly ranked Versailles and a talented Kenton Ridge team. That's game number five that we won't be covering here on Scores Broadcast. This is the last of three right here between Fort Loramie and Cincinnati Country Day.
Yeah, and it kind of seems like an old regional baseball matchup is what it seems to me. I know that's what I know Cincinnati Country Day from often in the times being in the baseball regional, so really don't get to see them too much on the basketball side, so it'll be a little interesting to see how this goes today here. Don't really talk about them much, like I said, on the basketball spectrum.
Well, that's spoken like a youngster, Jack, because back in the day in the 90s, CCD meant a whole lot different Cincinnati Country Day because they were ballers.
I hope this basketball game is as close as 3-2 in extra innings.
Exactly.
We're taking a look here, getting ready for the starting lineups here tonight. Here we take a look, Cincinnati Country Day, the visitors here wearing a road blues, light little powder blue here. Their starting lineup will go number one, sophomore guard Pace Guido. Number two, a junior forward, Levi Gutman. Number three, a senior, Evan Robinson. Number 14, Gianni Zeljo, a junior guard. Number 20, a senior guard, Trey Blum. And the head coach of Cincinnati Country Day is Greg Ross. Now the starters for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Number 11, a 6'2 senior, DJ Barhorse. Number 21, a 6'4 senior, Landon Dries. Number 23, a 6'1 junior, Aiden Burning. Number 30, a 6'3 freshman, Tanner Eilerman. And rounding out the lineup, number 35, Tanner Heckman, a 6'4 forward. Head coach of the Fort Laramie Redskins in his third season is Mitch Westerheide. So, again, a good little matchup here on paper. And I've got to credit Coach Mitch Westerheide. It was the person before him, Corey Britton, that really got this thing going. And Coach Westerheide has still kind of kept it afloat here.
Yeah, you have an opportunity. When you have a coaching change like that, you know, this is a lot of work to get through, not just today. The times before this can be a whole lot getting it going and keeping all the sponsors, getting all the food set up, getting all the teams set up. Coach Mitch Westerheide doing double the standard here, really doing a nice job of it today.
Well, between games, he was sweeping the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
You're doing it all.
Doing that, getting programs together, finding volunteers to work 50-50, to work other various charitable organizations here today, getting the sponsors that are sponsoring the players of the games after each game. So, again, it's been fantastic. You know, why go down to Flying to the Hoop when you got this in your own backyard?
Exactly. You know, nothing against the Flying to the Hoop. We've all been there, and we've covered games and been to games down there. It's a great experience, and it's a lot of fun. But when you can keep these small towns and their small community at a good price, and you can come and catch 5-6 games here today, a lot of fun.
Because of the Grillo injury, I believe Johnston Hollenbacher starts in this game here today for Fort Laramie. He's about 6 feet tall.
Yep.
Senior fine football lineman. He'll start in the post area for the Fort Laramie Redskins.
Yes, he will. I just saw that out too. I'll make that correction for you guys. So it should be a good one here today, and we get going here. And of course, great thing about this too is we know that the kids have tomorrow off, so it kind of feels like a second Saturday as well for these guys.
This is kind of a big game for Fort Laramie to regroup. They kind of took one on the chin here on Friday night against the Bakken's Trojans. This is a good game for Laramie to kind of get the ship righted a little bit. You know, unfortunately, they're going to play this without Grillo, one of their senior leaders or junior leaders. You know, now it's a little time for the other sophomores and juniors to step up here.
And they saw their opponent who they'll play next in the game before this in the Minster Wildcats, and the tip is controlled by the Fort Laramie Redskins. It's DJ Barhorse on the right wing. He's the leader of this offense here, a senior. Gives it out over to Tanner Eilerman, left side to Aiden Burning. Back over to DJ Barhorse. It's like Cincinnati Country Day, seeing what they're trying to match up in here as Burning's on the right wing. Goes back out to DJ Barhorse. Barhorse drives, takes the jumper from the left elbow, and he banks that home and gets Laramie on the scoreboard first.
Looked like some semblance of a zone defense by Country Day.
I thought it was a 2-3 there with some what they had. They were extending the one guy on the wing out a little bit.
There's Pace Guido out front. Guido at the top of the key, thought about a three, gets it on the inside over to Levi Gutman. Ball in the corner, kicked out at the top of the key. It's Levi Gutman who fires away from three. His shot's off the mark. Country Day gets their own offensive rebound, fires up a three, and Pace Guido kneels that from the right wing. 3-2 Cincinnati Country Day here early on with 6:52 to go here in the opening quarter. On the right side, it's Eilerman, goes back to Barhorse. Barhorse to the left side to Aiden Burning. Does look like Country Day is in a zone here. Couldn't really tell quite on the first possession. Here goes Heckman on the inside. Heckman kicks it out. DJ Barhorse, shot fakes, drives to the basket. His shot is off the mark, no good. And the rebound goes down to the Nighthawks. Here comes Guido up ahead, who just hit a three a moment ago. He drives downhill to the basket, too hard off the glass, and Barhorse corrals the rebound.
Looks like both teams trying to get their feet wet here a little bit, miss some open looks here to start the Sunday afternoon off.
Ball up ahead off the missed three from Eilerman. It's Guido in the lane, kicks it out. Ball goes to the corner. A drive baseline, and it's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay Country Day ball. 3-2 here with 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. And we'll take it out in the corner. It'll be Guido, the inbounder.
Shot clock did not reset. It's at 25.
And they step on the baseline, and they turn it right back over to the Fort Laramie Redskins.
This is probably the game that we circled on here that the shot clock could affect it, because both these teams want to be pretty patient on offense. And the other games that we've seen up until this, not as much, especially when we watched earlier with Anna Minster there on the last game, was able to handle it pretty well.
Yep, very good point. Yeah, these teams like to slow the pace. If they slow it too much, they'll get caught in 35.
Yep. Or just taking bad shots. It's not so much getting the 35-second call. It's having to force a shot with 32 or 33 left.
DJ Barhorst, the jumper, no good. Johnston Hollenbacher with the rebound, but he stepped on the line, and will turn it back over to Country Day.
Slow start to this game. 2.5 minutes played, only 5 points.
And 3-2. Like we said, I mean, that right there with the... with the shot clock coming into effect, I see 5 points right away. That was way different than that Anna Waynesville game I did earlier with you guys.
We had about 5 points in about 25 seconds there.
The shot no good. That Aiden Burning cannot corral the rebound. It's going to stay with Country Day as Guido will inbound it. It's in backcourt here, up over to Trey Blum. Nayhawks working it around. Left wing three is off the mark, no good. Scrum for the rebound, goes back up to the Nighthawks. They play a little tip there, right there, and Evan Robinson puts that one in, and CCD is up by three.
Cincinnati Country Day in that 2-2-1 press right there.
And they get a steal out of it. Missed the wide open layup. We got a foul against Country Day. It's going to go against number two. It's going to go against Levi Gutman. And coming into the lineup here is number five, Max Ciccinelli, who's in the lineup. Got some harder names to pronounce here for Country Day than we're typically used to here in Shelby County.
Although Shelby County has its, the Upper Miami Valley has a number of, well, B-A-R-G-A, you live outside the area, you'd never get that one right.
Yeah, the German stuff is a little difficult for people coming into the area, isn't it?
And is it Bruns or is it Bruns?
And why the E before the I? That's not supposed to be that way.
4:27 to go here in the first. CCD up by three. Hollenbacher's shot is no good. Rebound goes down to Country Day. Stampeding up the floor is Country Day to the right side. It goes to Guido. He takes the deep three and buries it from a couple feet from beyond the arc. It's 8-2, Cincinnati Country Day.
Fort Laramie probably getting the looks they want. They just can't get them to fall right now. They're in and out.
See that zone pressure here from Country Day. Burning dissects it very well. Kicks it to the left wing to DJ Barhorst. Shot's no good, but Burning tracks the offensive rebound. Ball kicked here in the corner. Around to Fort Laramie, entered in. It's number 40, Jaden Luthman, into the lineup. He's been more of a featured player in the lineup lately, has been Jaden Luthman.
They kind of moved him up there. He's not starting, but he's getting a lot of minutes, and it's kind of helped. Coach Westerheide has said that. You know, he's playing extremely well, and as a young freshman, he's getting some good minutes in there right now for him.
Tip play, they try to get it into Tanner Eilerman. He throws up a wild shot, no good. Luthman crashes the offensive boards here for Fort Laramie. They reset here, needing a bucket here. Only managing 2 points here through the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game, trailing Cincinnati Country Day 8-2, and they turn the ball over here out front. Coach Greg Ross instructing his team here what to do on offense. Since 2001, he's been the associate athletic director. He's been coaching boys basketball for 24 years at Country Day. Work it around here, does Country Day. Number 14, Gianni Zeljo with it. Back over to Guido. Throws it on the inside to Zeljo. Kicks it over to the left wing. Army in there, man-to-man defense. Ball kick to the corner here. Shot up and in. That's Evan Robinson with the bucket. And Country Day on a run. It's going to prompt a Mitch Westerheide timeout. We'll be back after word from our sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
I'd like to remind our listeners that because of the compressed time between games and the fact that we covered back-to-back contests, we're offering you bonus coverage. May not be able to get every single sponsor in before the day is over three times. We'll get you in twice. Again, a shortened stretch between our second game covered and third game. Couldn't bring you the normal length pregame segment, but we'll get everybody in at least twice in three games, maybe not three times. As, wow, that's Guido for Cincinnati Country Day. Just made a great driving layup after a Fort Loramie miss. And the difference in the game, Brandon, is 10 points.
Yeah, and Guido's got eight of those as the lead grows to 10 here for Country Day. Applying this pressure here against Fort Loramie. Barhorst up ahead. To the left side, it's Jaden Luthman. His runner in the lane is short off the mark. And the rebound goes down to the Skyhawks.
Cincinnati Country Day is doing a great job on the defensive rebounds. Fort Loramie is not getting any second chance opportunities here.
And they changed their names to the Nighthawks not too long ago. Guido, high arching three. It's no good. The rebound goes down to Country Day. Shot no good on the inside. And I think there was a foul on the inside as Levi Gutman went up there. Official Mark Horton. Going to say it's on Aiden Burning. Now it's going to be the first team foul there on Fort Loramie. As Country Day will take it out under their own basket. They enter the basketball in, trying to get it to Guido. Guido out front. Goes on the inside, loses the basketball. DJ Barhorst comes up with it out of the scrum. Back over to Aiden Burning. Burning brings up the floor. Over to DJ Barhorst. Redskins have struggled with this press that Country Day has applied. Ekman in the corner. Ekman cross-court pass. Too high there for Tanner Eilerman to go get. I've seen Eilerman get a couple high passes on the football field. He wasn't going to quite get that one right there.
The 2-3 zone there from Cincinnati Country Day is giving the Redskins some issues here, and they're not getting anybody. We talked about it the last game. They're not getting anybody in the middle of that lane right there, but that's also Cincinnati Country Day just packing it in there.
Here on the right wing, it's kicked out to Guido. Guido's shot is off the mark, and in for the rebound is Tanner Heckman. Loramie looking to get back to the 500 mark, and a careless turnover there. It was through the hands of DJ Barhorst, and the Redskins turn it back over. If you got a substitution, Ezra Cohen in the lineup here for Country Day, and out coming is Evan Robinson. Again, only two players for Country Day have scored. It's been Robinson and Guido. Guido with eight, Robinson with four. Left wing three here, fired and in. It's Levi Gutman who scores. So the third different Nighthawk to score here. They're up 15-2. Here comes Aiden Burning up ahead. Back to DJ Barhorst. Barhorst works up ahead quickly, trying to weave through the pressure that Country Day is applying before they pack back in that zone. Ball goes to the corner. It's the freshman, Jaden Luthman, who kicks it out to the left wing. It's DJ Barhorst, and he buries that one. Gets that right back for Fort Loramie, who needed that desperately.
Just takes a lid off the rim a little bit for the Redskins here and see if they can get some shots to go down. They've had some good looks, just can't get them to fall.
15-5 Country Day here with 12 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Country Day working, gives it up ahead, up over to Zeljo. Zeljo on the right side, going right to the basket, and he scores. What a nice little hesitation, fake move, slips on the inside and scores, and we play 8 minutes here at Fort Laramie in game number 4 of the MLK Classic. Cincinnati Country Day 17, Fort Laramie 5. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at geyerschrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GAIERS Inc.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com as we begin the second quarter of action. 17-5 Cincinnati Country Day up over here against Fort Laramie here in the Martin Luther King Classic. Game 4 here of 5 today. Versailles and Kenton Ridge will be the nightcap here today as Country Day starts with the basketball. Bernie Coverman, Jeremy Pyman, Jack Kramer giving you the action, and Cincinnati Country Day picking up where they left off there in the first quarter. That three can from the right wing by Gianni Zeljo. Here comes Laramie up ahead quickly. Kick to Jaden Luthman as they weave through this press that Country Day has been applying.
Good
they kick it
door
on the inside right to Tanner Eilerman, who gets the bucket. Great response there. Nice, pristine ball movement there by the Redskins on that possession.
Got the ball right there about the free throw line. Eilerman went back door from the corner. Got a nice, easy two.
Nice take to the basket. Count it and one for Gianni Zeljo. He's got 5 points quickly here in the first 53 seconds of the quarter.
Seven on the game for Gianni Zeljo.
And coming into the lineup, Evan Robinson in here for the Nighthawks. And coming to the line here will be Gianni Zeljo. And coming and subbing in here off the make here is number 20, Trey Blum, in the starting lineup as Pace Guido comes out. And the Cincinnati Country Day here applying three-quarter court pressure here to Fort Laramie. Laramie struggled with this press a little bit. Ball in the corner, back over to Luthman. Luthman being harassed on that left wing, gives it up over to Burning, back to Barhorse. Over on the right wing, up over to Eilerman. Back in the corner, it's Heckman. Back over to Barhorse. Prince Luthman over to the left wing. Kicked over to DJ Barhorse. He's got 5 points here for Fort Laramie. He attacks downhill. His shot's no good. And skying him for the rebound is Trey Blum.
Tough shot there by Barhorse. If he could have just pulled up about 10 foot, he had a nice little open jumper.
And Robinson will pass ball up. It's Max Cicciani. Goes over on the right wing. Three-pointer is off the mark there from Gutman. Long offensive rebound tracks down to the Nighthawks. 6:20 to go here in the second quarter. 23-7 Cincinnati Country Day over Fort Laramie. Driving on the inside here. Redskins trying to lock down here on defense. And they force the turnover here. Burning able to pop that over to DJ Barhorse. Barhorse trying to hit Eilerman here in the corner. It goes over to Jaden Luthman. He's going to fire a three. That's off the mark, no good. Coming down with the rebound, though, is Tanner Heckman bullying his way to the bucket. And he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for two. So two shots coming up here for Tanner Heckman. That's going to be a foul's going to be against Evan Robinson. That's his first, team's first of the quarter. But one thing I'm now used to it is, again, the five fouls in the quarter. I've loved it. It's been a great rule change, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah. I thought it would change the game a little bit more, and it really hasn't, but it's been exciting, and I like how it works out for them.
And I'm really hoping eventually the college game will adapt it eventually. I'm really hoping the college goes to quarters instead of halves.
It would be nice if the men's college game would catch up with the rest of the world.
First shot off the mark there from Heckman, but the second one is up and in as Laramie cuts the deficit to 15, 23-8 with 5:48 to go here until the halftime break. Looks like Laramie has switched back into a zone defense themselves.
Looks like they're in a 3-2.
Here, again, it's been a little slower pace. The shot clock has still really not come into much effect here today. Really hasn't affected the game as much as maybe we thought it would. And again, it tried to see how it works for our area. Shots off the mark, no good. Rebound goes down to Tanner Eilerman.
Outside of the first game, and Anna's early in the first quarter, I don't know if we've seen a 35-second shot clock go off yet.
Seemed like there was one early in the Minster-Troy game, maybe. That's a shots off the mark there from Fort Laramie. Here comes Country Day in transition here. They're going to fire a three. That's well off the mark there from Levi Gutman. And Tanner Heckman picks up the air ball. Back here to Aiden Burning. Burning to the left side, Burning over to DJ Barhorse. He's being double-teamed on the left wing. Tries to get it out over to Tanner Eilerman. Back to Barhorse. Barhorse navigates his way on the inside all the way to the basket. And Guido skies up for the rebound.
He's working. Army playing with numerous freshmen and sophomores on the floor right now.
Working all the way up the floor, and that ball's turned over. It's got a little sloppy here for the Nighthawks on the last few possessions. Had Burning tried to find Barhorse for a transition three, and he turns it over. It's getting a little sloppy, and Coach Ross wants a timeout. Here, we'll take it with him. CCD up 23-8 over Fort Laramie. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
And back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 23-8, Cincinnati Country Day up over Laramie with 4:17 to go here in the second quarter as that shot is no good here from Guido. But they get the offensive rebound. Shot in the corner is no good. Rebound down to DJ Barhorse, and he's fouled in backcourt there by Evan Robinson. As it's going to be the first team foul of the quarter, it looks like, on Cincinnati Country Day.
Cincinnati Country Day has kind of cooled off here a little bit since the first quarter and the first minute or so of the second quarter.
I was about to mention that myself, and they have cooled off a tad here. It was really hot shooting there for a while. Aiden Burning with it out front, goes to the left side to DJ Barhorse, back to Johnston Hollenbacher, who's in the lineup. He starts tonight, usually not a starter for Coach Wester Heide. Barhorse attacks downhill, his shot's off the mark, no good. Now Ian Grillo is not playing today for Fort Laramie. Ball work to the corner, over to Guido. Guido works downhill, his shot off the mark. And the cold spell still continuing here for the Nighthawks into the second quarter. DJ Barhorse up ahead. Gets it back out to Aiden Burning. I'll call him AJ Brown. And that ball stolen at midcourt. Up ahead, it's Trey Blum all alone to the basket. And Trey Blum scores here. And we got a timeout here from Coach Mist Westerheide. 25-8, Country Day up over Fort Laramie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. 3 minutes till halftime, and the Fort Loramie Redskins find themselves trailing 25-8 here against Cincinnati Country Day, and it's tipped out of bounds as Fort Loramie will have it sideline out of bounds. Just been a tough half for Fort Loramie trying to score here, only managing 8 points.
Loramie typically kind of struggles a little bit against the zone because they don't shoot real well from the outside, and now it's really, today's been a really rough go of it for the Redskins.
Ball works around the arc here. It's DJ Barhorse back over to Aiden Burning. And there the shot clock goes off. And it's going to be a shot clock violation. Again, we've only been able to count, though, on one hand the amount we've seen through the fourth game. As Aiden Burning did not get the shot off in time. Felt like he noticed it at the end, but the time went off there.
A little bit, this zone kind of creates the walking it up the floor situation, and then what they're not realizing is by the time they get to the offensive set, they're down to 25, 26 seconds left.
Exactly. And again, that's part of Tula, maybe why you see some more teams press and maybe try to speed up the game as Gianni Zeljo with a three from the right corner, and Country Day is up by 20 now.
9 on the quarter for Zeljo.
He's got 10 overall. Him and Guido have 18 of the 28 for the Nighthawks. And another turnover there for Fort Loramie. It's worked up ahead to Guido, and he lays that one in. He's now in double figures. It's 30-8 Country Day. And back over here to the press. Back over to Aiden Burning. Back over to DJ Barhorse. Barhorse works it in the middle. Back over to Burning. Burning looking to give it inside. Back over to Tanner Eilerman. This young Fort Loramie team trying to get back in this ball game, trailing by 22. As Barhorse has it on the right side, trying to attack. Kicks it out to Eilerman. Eilerman back over to Barhorse. Barhorse with 5 so far on the game. Guido gets his hand in the cookie jar, steals it away from Aiden Burning, coasts to the basket, and lays it in. It's a game-high 24-point lead for Country Day. Guido nearly stole it again in backcourt. DJ Barhorse working up ahead, trying to make something out of nothing here, and he turns around and scores in the lane here for Fort Loramie. Barhorse has got 7 of the 10 points here for Fort Loramie today. As Loramie out in this zone. Again, that's the other thing against the zone. You just can't hold the basketball now anymore like you could when there's no shot clock. The three-pointers off the mark, and we'll stay with Country Day.
They're going to say that didn't hit the rim, so the shot clock will not reset.
It's the little things you got to notice for whoever's running that shot clock on the scores table. Did it tip? Did it not? I know you made the suggestion, Jeremy, that you maybe got to have an official do that, as on the inbound play, Levi Gutman scores. 34-10 our score now, as Country Day is ahead of Fort Loramie. Eilerman working in the middle. It's over to Jaden Luthman. Luthman back over to Burning. Back to Barhorst. Right side, 30 seconds to the halftime break. Barhorst looking to attack downhill. Barhorst looking to step through the defense. His shot's off the mark, but he's fouled, and he'll go to the line for 2. That foul's going to go against Levi Gutman. His second team's 3rd.
I think there's points to be had here against the zone if they attack it. The problem is with Army's youth, once they kind of break it, they kind of back off a little bit instead of just going downhill at it. If they come from the wings, I think there's buckets to be had here, but their youth is kind of getting in the way a little bit possibly.
We have a substitution here for Laramie. And number 52, Andrew Berkey, coming in the lineup here as Barhorse hits both free throws. Shot clock is off here for Country Day, so they can take this down if they want to for the last possession here. Here comes the Nighthawks. It's Guido. Guido out near midcourt being guarded by DJ Barhorse. He reverts to his left side. That ball tipped around, picked up here by Country Day, and they call him out of bounds. Away on the other side. These bleachers are so far off the floor. You usually have most gyms around the area. You're used to the bleachers being on top. So sometimes it's hard from our angle to notice where the sideline is.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Brandon. Laramie going to get a chance at a last shot here.
They got 2 seconds. Luthman going to get something off at the horn. Off the mark, no good. It's 34-12, a dominating quarter, a dominating half for Cincinnati Country Day as they are all over Fort Laramie, 34-12, as we head to the halftime break. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors here on scorespodcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
And welcome back here to the MLK Classic at Fort Laramie. Jack Kramer with Brandon Coverman and Jeremy Plyman. Halftime of game number 4 at this event. Fort Laramie trails Cincinnati Country Day by a score of 34-12. I'd like to remind you about Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie, a fine sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel. Schaefer Oil, also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. It's a four-generation business, starting in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and the legacy continues today with many of the great-grandkids becoming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of the region's young students and athletes, our future leaders. Schaefer Oil, Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Energy for today and for tomorrow. So many thanks to Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie. It is your community go-to store. We've got what you asked for. Hunt Brothers Pizza, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, Winner's Meats and more. And at Schaefer Market, you can sample our hot daily lunches. And the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll love the new smoothie machine at Schaefer Market on the other end of town on North Main. The North Loramie drive-thru is now called the Schaefer drive-thru. We've got your convenient grab-and-go options at Schaefer drive-thru. Grab a Schaefer Market cold sub at the new Schaefer drive-thru, formerly North Loramie drive-thru. And don't forget to stop by today. See all the new items and your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. And as I noted, we've got a brand new smoothie machine for you at Schaefer Market. Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. Redskins trail 34-12 so far, Jeremy. How has it transpired? Redskins not shooting it well. Country Day parlayed that hot start into this 22-point lead.
For Cincinnati Country Day, they're led by Pace Guido, who has 12. Gianni Zagello has 11. Levi Gutman has 5. Evan Robinson has 4. And Trey Blum has 2 for a total of 34. They've connected on 6 three-pointers already here in the half. For the Fort Loramie Redskins, they're led by senior DJ Barhorst with 9. Tanner Eilerman has 2. And Tanner Heckman has 1 for their 12. Just Cincinnati Country Day there had a stretch in the beginning of the game where they were just shooting the cover off the ball, hitting shots from everywhere. Then they kind of cooled off. The problem for the Fort Loramie Redskins, they struggled to rebound defensively out of it, and the extended zone that Cincinnati Country Day bringing out this press has kind of made it a little hard on the Redskins right now.
What Loramie needs most is a 10-point streak to start the second half.
They need to get some shots to fall for them and get a couple stops. And if you're Coach Westerheide, your thoughts are talking to this young team saying, hey, we can't make all 22 up in a hurry. Right. Let's get it to 10 by the end of the third quarter.
Yep. A burst here at the outset of the second half would be a nice recipe. Take it 4 or 5 points at a time in 4-minute intervals and make this much closer down the stretch, and maybe the burden of pressure will fall on Cincinnati Country Day before it's over.
First three possessions, if you're Fort Loramie, get a bucket, get a stop, get a bucket. If you can do that, I mean, just break it down into three possession games.
Yep.
Can you get a bucket, get a stop, get a bucket?
Halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie. 34-12, Country Day over the Redskins at the halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Loramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at HeitKamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at HeitKamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellent while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Up here we go. Second half. Fort Loramie. Cincinnati Country Day. Redskins with possession. Trailing by 22, 34 to 12. And as we noted several minutes ago, it's chip away 4 or 5 points at a time to try to make this interesting in the fourth. Brandon, take it away. Redskins possession.
Redskins have it here. 13 seconds into the second half, and Cincinnati Country Day still in that zone. Burning throws it cross court back over to Eilerman on the inside to Tanner Heckman. He reverses course back out to Barhorse. Barhorse trying to get into the guts of this zone. Drives to the basket. Off the mark, no good, but Heckman picks up the loose ball, kisses it off the glass, and a great start to the second half for them, Jeremy.
And this is what we talked about. Get a bucket, get a stop, get a bucket in your first three possessions. Try to whittle this thing down to 10 or 11 points by the end of the quarter.
Here on the inside, Seljo kicks it out to the left wing here. Shot is up and in there for number 3, Evan Robinson with the bucket. And Country Day back out to a 22-point lead here in our second-to-last game here at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic. DJ Barhorse back out to Aiden Burning. We had struggled with that press a little bit in the first half. Let's see if they can turn it around in the second half. Barhorse with a shot fake looks to attack downhill. His shot's off the mark, and the rebound goes down to Levi Gutman. Gutman with the rebound. Gutman trying to go down the middle of the lane here. Kicks it out on the right wing. High arcing three is off the mark there off the hands of Zeljo. And Aiden Burning with the basketball. Burning brings it up over the timeline. Left side to Barhorse. Back to Eilerman. Back over to Aiden Burning. 6:21 to go here in the third. 36-14 Country Day ahead of Fort Loramie. Kick to the corner to DJ Barhorse. He shot fakes. Kicks it over to Aiden Burning. Burning to the left side to Tanner Eilerman. Eilerman gets a ball screen from Johnston Hollenbacher. And he loses the basketball. It is stolen by Guido. Guido all the way to the basket. That takes a few rolls around the basket and balls in for Pace Guido.
14 on the day for Pace Guido.
And DJ Barhorse up ahead. A 24-point deficit for the Redskins now. As they kick it back out to Eilerman, back to DJ Barhorse. And this young Fort Loramie team trying to come back here. This is a foul on the inside and not slapped on the hand there. Colorado Army having difficulty with this press and having difficulty with the zone as well. The one other time I'd seen Army, they'd struggled a little bit with ball pressure before bringing the ball up the floor. DJ Barhorst gets it off the inbound. He shot fakes, fires the three from the corner, and a cold shooting continues for the Redskins as they foul the Nighthawks off the rebound here.
A couple of the Army's first couple shots here in the second half have gone just like their first half, just in and out, rattling around, getting some good looks. Just can't get them to fall.
Guido with it. 5.5 to go here in the third. Guido brings it up here against DJ Barhorst, goes to the right side. Guido kicks it to the corner. Back out top. It goes to Evan Robinson. Robinson giving it up to pace Guido. Guido gets the screen, goes to the left side, attacking downhill. Throws up the little floater. Shot's no good. Rebound goes down to Aiden Burning off the assist there from Heckman. Burning brings it up the floor. Burning looking to go to the left side. And trying just to attack this zone. And he, I guess he can only be so patient against the zone with this shot clock. As the shot goes up and in, it dances around in there for Tanner Eilerman, who's got his second field goal of the night.
Nice move there by Eilerman to get to the hole and get a little floater.
Nice little pass on the inside. Count it and one. Good display of the passing by the Nighthawks. Levi Gutman, the beneficiary there, who scores for Cincinnati Country Day.
Larmy didn't get any rotation from the top. They rotated on the bottom to cut off the lane. No rotation down. The guy just made a nice little 45 cut for a bucket.
So back in is number 40, Jaden Muthman. You take a look for Cincinnati Country Day. I got three guys that score in double figures. Shani Zeljo, 15.7. Pace Guido, 15.6. And Levi Gutman right at 10.2. So when you got three guys who are scoring in double figures, that is pretty reliable as a coach. As the free throw is no good from Country Day, here comes Fort Laramie on the offensive end. Barhorst is going to be fouled on the floor there. That's going to go against Pace Guido. That's his second, team's second. And there's a substitution coming in, Matt Ciccinelli into the lineup. 40-16, Country Day ahead of Fort Laramie, 4:27 to go in the third quarter. Looks like Country Day is staying in zone maybe on the inbound here. Burning the inbounder. Burning trying to get it in. Throws it in backcourt. Back over to Tanner Eilerman. Here's DJ Barhorst. He goes to the left side. Gets a screen. Ball goes to the corner over to Luthman. Luthman back up over to Eilerman. Nearly turned it over and back. Right side, it's DJ Barhorst. Barhorst being harassed out on the right wing. He's going to swing it to the corner to Luthman. Luthman getting pressure. Luthman going to the middle of the court. Larmy got 9 seconds on the shot clock. They kick it over to Barhorst. He fires the three, and the cold shooting spell continues. DJ Barhorst can't get much to fall here today, and we got a foul here that's going to go against Country Day on the loose ball here. And Tanner Heckman checks back in for Johnston Hollenbacher.
Right now for the Redskins, a junior, a senior, a sophomore, and two freshmen on the floor.
Again, a young team here for Fort Laramie, playing without Ian Grillo today. It's one of their upperclassmen that they're used to having, a 6'1 junior. Another foul against Cincinnati Country Day. It's the team's third. A foul going to go against number 20, Trey Blum. Here's Aiden Burning looking to inbound, trying to get it into Heckman. Kicks it to the corner. It's Eilerman. High arcing three. No doubt about it from Tanner Eilerman. And he cuts the deficit to 21.
Now for the Redskins. Come down and get a stop here. Get a rebound and get a stop.
Here comes Country Day with the basketball. Up ahead, it's Levi Gutman. Gutman up ahead here. And being guarded here by Heckman. 15 on the shot clock. And they kick it to the right wing, high arcing three here from Country Day, and nothing but air there. Didn't even hit the rim there, and the shot clock does not reset. 10 seconds left here.
And this, I think, where in high school basketball it gets a little bit uneasy for these kids, or they don't recognize. This is probably a call you're going to get here on a 10 with less than 10.
the inside here. It's kicked out, and it's going to be turned over by Cincinnati Country Day. A backcourt violation and actually, well, even a shot clock violation kind of simultaneously at the same time, but nonetheless a turnover on the Nighthawks. As Larmy will get it right under their own basket, a chance to chip the lead under 20 here with a field goal. Got two players on the elbow, two players on the wings here. They swing it to the corner to DJ Barhorse. He's due for one, and he hits it. From the right corner, DJ Barhorse now in double figures. Redskins have chipped it down all the way to 18 now. 40-22 with 2:52 to go here in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. On the inside there, shot underneath, no good. Robinson gets his own rebound. It's swung on the wing to Robinson, and that shot is up and in for Evan Robinson, and the Country Day lead is back out to 20. Here come the Nighthawks back with that three-quarter court zone pressure. Ball back to Heckman, back to Eilerman on the left side, back to Burning. Burning looking to go to the right side, opts to go to the left instead. It's Eilerman. He's feeling hot. He fires a three. That's off the mark. Tanner Heckman with the long, strong side rebound. And he is fouled there by Country Day. It's their fourth team foul of the quarter. Larvey shooting free throws the rest of the way for the quarter.
Redskins ball underneath. Shot clock will reset on a foul.
Burning the inbound. Trying to look to get it in here. Struggling. He's got to get it in. He gets it into Luthman, who throws it to Eilerman. Back to Barhorse. Barhorse shot fakes. Takes the foul line jumper. That shot's off the mark. He gets his own rebound, though. Goes up. His layup is short, and the rebound goes down to Country Day. Rebound now goes to Levi Gutman. Gutman with it, and we've got a timeout by Coach Greg Ross. 42-22 with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We're back after a word from our sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com.
I'd like to remind our listeners that we are on the air thanks to Francis Schulze and Rucci. Easy for me to say, and Rucci. Outstanding underwriting sponsor, Francis Schulze. Well known for creating ideas and inspiring homeowners with residential doors available at Lumber Centers, Home Dealers, and Door Specialists everywhere. Francis Schulze and Rucci offers that winning combo of style and timeless appeal using the highest quality building components to elevate and enhance your interior and exterior door requirements. Remember, the finest door systems from Francis Schulze will elevate your living space, inspiring that winning combo of style and timeless appeal with exceptional doors for every space in your home. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rucci. And gratitude to Shelby County Vets, Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio, located in Sydney, providing many services to veterans and their eligible family members, including VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, emergency financial relief, and more. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call the office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more info, call Shelby County Veteran Services or check the website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That phone number is 937-498-7282. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Quick bucket by Country Day, which leads the 44-22.
And a turnover there for Fort Laramie as well. And subbing into the lineup is Ezra Cohen.
Number four, Ezra Cohen.
He'll take it sideline now. It's 1:28 to go, and a 22-point lead here for the Nighthawks. As they bring it up the court here. Right here, it's Max Ciccinelli. Ciccinelli to the left side. Ciccinelli trying to go in the corner here. Goes to Gianni Zoljo. Zoljo trying to drive on the inside. Kicks it back out to Max Ciccinelli, and it's deflected out, and it'll stay with the Nighthawks. Here in their road powder blues. One of the sharper uniforms I think I've seen today. I like the powder blue. Getting inbounds, it's Guido. Guido kicks it to the corner, working his way in the lane, throwing it up, and it's no good for Zelcho, but he'll go to the line for two.
We had Old Ford in here earlier that had the yellow and brown.
Yeah.
Don't see that combination too often, but we're going to see it next.
I was going to say.
Kenton Ridge.
I was about to say, you're going to see the next game.
As their fans start to pour in here, should be a great game here, the last one to finish off this one. Kenton Ridge and Versailles.
First free throw is up and in for Gianni Zojo. Coming into the lineup, this number 52, Andrew Berkey, another freshman in the lineup. Again, it's a youthful team here for Coach Mitch Westerheide. Again, an alum of this program, played at Capital University. Second free throw is also up and in. Has been the athletic director here since 2018. Country Day still applying pressure here. Up 24 here over Fort Laramie with a minute to go here in the third quarter. DJ Barhorse takes the deep three. That's off the mark, no good. And the rebound goes down to the corner here. Here comes Laramie. Swiping the ball away from Country Day. Goes back to DJ Barhorse. Barhorse up ahead to Aiden Burning. Over on the right side to Tanner Eilerman. Eilerman on the right side. Eilerman looking, gets it back to Barhorse. Back over to the left side to Berkey. Berkey looks to drive, swings it to DJ Barhorse. He shot fakes to the corner, but he shuffled the feet. He shuffled that left pivot foot. Good call there by the official. Right there. And it'll go the way of Country Day here. Country Day is trying to put this thing on ice here as we head into the final 30 seconds here of the third quarter. Guido with it up across the timeline. Guido goes to the left side. It goes to Ezra Cohen. Cohen back out top. Goes to Gianni Zojo. Zojo back out to Pace Guido. Guido with a dozen on the day here for Coach Greg Ross. Guido back over to the left side. Back to Ezra Cohen. Back to Guido. 4 seconds left. Shot clock turned off. Guido's three-pointer is good. Right before the time expires here in the third quarter. Exclamation mark on the end of the third quarter for Country Day. They lead 49-22. We'll come back with the fourth quarter of action here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
I'd like to let you know that Provenco in Botkins is one of our new sponsors here on Scores Broadcast. On the farm, in the barn, and in the show ring, success starts with the right supplies. At Provenco Farm and Show Supply, we are proud to support hardworking farmers, livestock producers, and show families with the products that you trust. From quality feed and animal health products to show supplies and everyday farm essentials, Provenco has what you need when you need it. Our knowledgeable team understands your operation because we live agriculture too. And we are here with honest advice and dependable service. Provenco Farm and Show Supply, 225 South Main in Botkins. Supporting your farm, your animals, and your success. Stop in today. See what Provenco has for you. Fourth quarter upcoming. Cincinnati Country Day 49 and Fort Laramie 22.
I bet you didn't know that the village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio and parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpening, recoating, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly is always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experience machinists and also entry-level positions. Contact us online at O'ReillyMTS.com. That's O'ReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com.
And Cincinnati Country Day gets a quick hoop to go up by a 51-22 score. Barhorse retaliates for Fort Laramie.
51-24 here with 7 minutes remaining. In that third quarter scoring, it was a 15-10 that the Nighthawks outscored the Redskins there in that third quarter. Nighthawks have been on a pretty good pace, 18, 16, and 15 points. And there's that three-pointer buried there from Evan Robinson there. I think that's actually Max Ciccinelli there that they got going on the scoreboard. I think it was Ciccinelli. as I was kind of looking down there for a moment. I apologize there, but three buried. It's a 30-point lead here. Berkey now from the left corner. His shot's no good, and it'll be Cincinnati Country Day. Ball off the miss.
We don't keep shooting percentage stats, but I think Cincinnati Country Days is out there today. I mean, it's up. They've knocked down a lot of looks for them.
Well, what's amazing is they've got three-point shooters all over the floor.
They've got seven of them on the day so far. And we started out, Guido hit a couple of them, and then after that, then they just started, others have just followed the lead.
Nighthawks with it. Again with a 30-point lead here with 6:16 to go here. They got it out front. It's Ciccinelli who has 5 points. Ciccinelli trying to drive on the inside, kicks it out. Looking for their eighth three-pointer of the day as the Nighthawks. That's off the mark. And the rebound goes down to Tanner Eilerman. Here comes Eilerman working it up. It goes to DJ Barhorse in the corner. High arcing three from Barhorse. And he gets that one to fall. It's kind of been a rough offensive day here for Fort Laramie, but DJ Barhorse has got 15 out of the 27 points for Fort Laramie. And the Nighthawks up ahead quickly. Here, and it's Evan Saliba who's in the lineup now. DJ Barhorse breaks that one up and steals it away here for Fort Laramie. Just trying to cut this deficit down here in the fourth quarter. They kick it to the corner. It's Jaden Luthman with it. Kicks it over to Heckman. There's a foul out front. Maybe a hold there. It's on Pace Guido. That's his third. And into the lineup here is Bowden Guido. I assume it would be maybe his brother.
Bowden Guido.
Army the inbound here. Here comes Burning. He kicks it to the corner to Eilerman. He'll take the three. That's off the mark. And Pace Guido gets it out ahead quickly here as Max Ciccinelli trying to work here against Luthman. Or sorry, Eilerman. Shot's no good. Rebound goes down to Heckman.
Good contest by Eilerman there at the rim.
Working on the inside, out of control there a little bit, but there's a blocking foul. It's going to go against Country Day. And the lineup is Sanjay Chirunukuki in the lineup. It's a two shots coming up here for number 30, Tanner Eilerman, and he camps the first one here. 5:07 to go here. See if the Reds can keep cutting this down. Of course, a little bit out of the reach here with 5:07 to go here.
But if you're Coach Wester, Heidi, with this young team, like, there's got to be small, mini goals you're looking for. You know, one, keep playing hard. Two, just narrow it down to every three possessions or so. Get a stop, get a bucket, get a stop, or vice versa. But just break it down into small little parts.
Here comes Country Day up ahead. Leading by 25, 54-29 here, under 5 minutes to go. Sharon Kuki out front. Gives it over on the left side. Back over to Ezra Cohen. Cohen being guarded. Back over to Tyler Spence, who's also in the lineup. Or sorry, Bowden Guido, excuse me. And here comes the Nighthawks here. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Goes to the left side to Bowden Guido. Got to get something off. 7 seconds here. Shot clock coming into factor here on this possession. And there's a foul. And going to the line will be Gianni Zoljo.
Just the line that kind of bailed him out there is kind of coming in wildly and went swinging and ended up fouling, putting the guy on the line with 3 seconds left.
73% here from the line is Gianni Zoljo. His first shot is off the mark. And Zoljo, the lead scorer, about a little over 15 and a half a game, 15.7. A contest for Zoljo. Again, these Nighthawks out of the Miami Valley Conference as Zoljo hits the second free throw. Puts the Nighthawks up 55-29 with 4.5 to go here. Eilerman works on the inside. Back to Jaden Luthman. Luthman trying to find a teammate. He swings it to DJ Barhorse. Quick turn three. His shot's blocked. But on the follow-through, he is hacked there by Gianni Zoljo. So Barhorst will go to the line here. Off the foul. Coming to the line up here in a second will be Charlie Roderman, a junior for the Nighthawks, as Barhorst's first free throw is off the mark, no good.
That's kind of alarming name of Ryderman there, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe that's a connection there. Maybe that's why we see some of these teams. I mean, some of these teams come here because they have that local connection. A couple years ago, I know Dublin Jerome came up here. They had a former Fairlawn player named Richie Beard, that coach there, and that's why they came here and played in this event for a couple years. As free throw hit there by Barhorse, they get to the 30-point threshold here.
Last year, Derek Dickey brought his team up here from right outside of Columbus area there. He's a Knoxville grad.
Yep.
Was on their state title team.
55-31 our score now here. Country Day ahead of Fort Laramie. 4:08 to go here in the fourth quarter. Guido goes to the right side, goes back to Ezra Cohen. Back out to Charlie Roderman. A lot of guys working in here who haven't seen much playing time here today for Country Day. Ball's on the inside. Shots up. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Roderman gets it. Back out to Guido. Guido pulls the three from the top of the key, and that's off the mark. No good. And DJ Barhorse comes down with the rebound. He's dancing one-on-one with Guido to the rack. Barhorse gets that to kiss up off the glass and in for the Redskins. Barhorse with a team-high and a game-high 17. Jaron Kuki with the basketball. He drives on the inside, throws the shot up with the left hand, and scores for the Nighthawks.
Nice move. Went through the lane, up and over the top.
57-33 now, with 3:17 to go. Barhorse to the left side, back to Burning. Burning looking for the flasher on the left block. Burning comes back to the top of the key, splits it back over to DJ Barhorse, and Barhorse buries that. 20 points for DJ Barhorse as the seniors heating up late in the fourth quarter. That's 20 of the 36 points for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Guido with it to the left side. He looks to drive, trying to give it to Charlie Roderman. Barhorse trying to break it up here. And we got a timeout here by Coach Greg Ross. We'll take it with him. Cincinnati Country Day up 57-36 over Fort Laramie. Back after word from our sponsor, SharonScoresPodcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 2:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. 21-point lead for Cincinnati Country Day, 57-36 here. A little teardrop in the lane is no good there for Country Day, but they get the offensive boards. I feel like Country Day has hit the offensive glass pretty hard today.
They've done a real good job getting to the backside on these. When they haven't converted and they haven't been knocking the shots down, they've given themselves numerous opportunities to get second-chance points.
Kuki with the basketball on the right wing. He walked, shuffled the feet there, and kicks it back to the Fort Laramie Redskins. Yeah, for sales anxiously awaiting here as they look to get back on track after their game that they lost on Friday against Coldwater.
Unexpectedly a little bit.
Yeah, a little unexpected over there, and they'll look to get back on track against the Central Buckeye Conference opponent in Kenton Ridge. Back over to Tanner Eilerman. Shot on the inside there. Eilerman misses. Back in the corner to Tanner Heckman. His three ball from the corner is off the mark. No good. Goes back down to Heckman. Goes back over to DJ Barhorse. Barhorse trying to work in the lane. Did he walk? And official Mark Horton says yes, he did.
I believe Versailles, after today's game, welcomes Delta St. John's Friday night. Is that right?
Delta St. John's is the weekend after because they have Delphus and then they play Rushi the next night. I was talking to Scott Ward a little bit ago, and he said then Delphus
Rushi. Does Delphus go to St. Henry Friday night?
I'd have to look.
I know Delphus is in a run of Marion Local, Versailles, and St. Henry, I think, in there. So they're going to go through a gauntlet here for a little bit.
1:25 here to go in the fourth quarter. Again, a 21-point lead for the Redskins here on scoresbroadcast.com. Guido on the inside. His layup is no good.
Hasn't missed too many tonight.
Burning up ahead. Trying to go in the middle of the lane. He stops, kicks it out over to Jaden Luthman on the right side. Kicks it in the corner. The shot's off the mark there for Tanner Eilerman. Playing without Landon Dries as well tonight. That's another guy we mentioned was not playing along with Ian Grillo.
Both got hurt Friday night during the Bakken's game, I believe. Sprained their ankles, I believe, according to Coach Westride.
We have a timeout here. I think it's just for subs. Let's see if they go to the bench here. I think they're just going to bring these subs in here and do that. We've seen that kind of become more common, too. Coaches towards the end taking timeouts and not, using the timeout, just bring it in for subs. So I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, either that or I've seen the officials every once in a while have to tie their shoe, you know, just to bring them in there, and which is good. Get these young kids a little playing time here on a Sunday afternoon. You know, Cincinnati Country Day, they came all the way up here, and they get a chance to play. You know, a lot of family sitting in the stands behind us. So,
three-pointer, top of the key is off the mark. As the ball goes out of bounds, and Army will control it with 42 seconds left as the shot clock does remain on. Again, in this MLK Classic, we're thankful that Coach Mitch Westerheide could host us here today. A 21-point lead for Country Day. A fresh batch of subs in here for Fort Laramie. Jaden Luthman with it up ahead, gives it up over to Andrew Berkey. On the inside, Berkey on the right wing. Kicks it back and around. Back out top here. As the Redskins work around, it's Berkey from the right wing. His shot's off the mark, no good. Rebound down here to Ace Berger. Now kicked in the corner, and it's back to Berkey. 5 seconds left here. Luthman will see if he gets a shot off. He'll just back it out. Three-pointer heave at the horn. It's Wyatt Holdhouse off the mark, no good. Cincinnati Country Day gets a 57-36 victory over the Fort Laramie Redskins. And we'll step aside and come back with our post-game wrap-up here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, do you have short or long-term pain or discomfort? I'd like for you to know that Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness in Rushi, Ohio, treats sports-related injuries as well as orthopedic and neurological conditions, including vertigo.
My name is Dr. Katie Bargy, a physical therapist and owner of Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness. We enjoy helping individuals decrease pain, improve function, and ultimately achieve their goals.
At Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness, in Rushi, your care is individualized.
We provide direct one-to-one treatment to promote optimal care and faster outcomes.
Treatment techniques may include integrative dry needling, soft tissue mobilization, individualized strengthening, and balance and agility training.
Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness participates in direct access, meaning the initial consultation can be made by calling for an appointment without a physician referral. We then work closely with your physician to best serve you.
You can contact Restore Physical Therapy and Wellness at 937-710-8744. That's 710-8744. Let Restore restore your well-being.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the north northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Bodens. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
So many thanks to Osgood Bank. We're in the middle of production of new Osgood commercials. Five locations for Osgood Bank. Rushi, Fort Loramie, Indian Lake, Chickasaw, and Osgood. OsgoodBank.com. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, longtime sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, along with LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. Thank you, LaCal, so much. LaCal moved from L.A., California to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983. Moved from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and has been a longtime sponsor ever since, an originating partner here on ScoresBroadcast.com. On the air with us each year, every year, for 21 years since then. Thank you so much, LaCal Equipment, a founding sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. I'd like to remind our listeners about a new sponsor. It is Woody's at Kayville. That's Woody's Diner in Kettlersville, Route 274, east of 29. It's quickly received rave reviews because of its great vibe and even better food and service. Breakfast 7 to 10:30, Wednesday to Sunday. You can't beat it. Try the Lake Monster. Hash browns and eggs smothered in gravy. Daily lunch specials. 4 p.m. dinner specials. Customers love the delicious, freshly prepared meals at Woody's in Kayville. That's Woody's, your classic go-to spot for any meal of the day. The restaurant truly captures the essence of what a local eatery should be. And oh yes, you can order piping hot pizza and hearty hamburgers too. Woody's at Kayville, where the food is far greater than okay. It's out of this world in little old Kettlersville on Route 274. The one diner that is well worth the drive, Woody's at Kayville. Jeremy Plyman standing by. Look at the scoring, Jeremy. And then take a minute and consider our Sour Mugs players of this game.
Sounds good, Jack. For the visiting Cincinnati Country Day, they were led by Pace Guido, who had 17 points. Gianni Seljo had 14. Levi Gutman, 9. Evan Robinson, 8. Max Ciccinelli had 5. Trey Blum had 2. And Sanjay Chirkari had 2 for a total of 57. Pace Guido had 3 threes, and so did Gianni Seljo had 2. For the home team, the Fort Loramie Redskins, they were led in scoring by DJ Barhorse with 24. Tanner Eilerman had 8, and Tanner Heckman had 3 for a total of 36 today for the Fort Loramie Redskins. For the player of the game, we're going to go with Pace Guido for the Cincinnati Country Day. And for the Fort Loramie Redskins, we're going to go with senior DJ Barhorst.
This segment of our presentation brought to you by Sour Mugs in West Milton, also in Pickwick, In the Social, in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall.
For years, you've loved Sour Mugs in West Milton. And now, Tim Denning's Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is in Piqua at the food court at the Social in the Piqua Center, formerly the Piqua East Mall. Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue treats you to saucy and crispy. Oh, the barbecued wings and chicken chunks are downright delicious. Plus, select from a variety of tasty smoked meats at the Sour Mugs in the Piqua Center. Open in November, the new Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue is receiving rave reviews. Sour Mugs customers at the Piqua Center are ecstatic as they spread the word. They're saying the wings are awesome and fantastic, and the chunks are by far the best ever. For carryout from Sour Mugs Wings and Barbecue in Piqua, phone 937-749-1998. The DoorDash is wide open, and you can relax at the Piqua Center food court and enjoy the family-friendly environment at the gathering place, The Social. Sour Mugs, a favorite in West Milton for years, and now by popular demand in the Piqua Center. The barbecued wings and boneless chunks are saucy and crispy.
Welcome back here to Fort Loramie. MLK Classic, game number 4 of the day in the books. And Cincinnati Country Day has beaten Fort Loramie. Other 3 winners so far in contest played. Troy Christian beat Old Fort. Waynesville topped Anna. And Minster pulled away to thump Troy. Game 5 upcoming, Kenton Ridge for Sales. We will not be broadcasting. Thoughts, Jeremy, Brandon, on the day so far. 4 games out of 5 in the books. The first 2 games mighty close here this afternoon.
Yep, it's a fun basketball, and anytime you get to watch basketball and just enjoy our area playing, it's going to be a great day. It'll be great to sit and relax and watch this last game.
Exactly, and I think anytime you come to Loramie, we've talked about this, how many years they've put this on. Started with Corey Britton there a couple years ago, and now Mitch Wester, Heidi carrying it on. Just a great environment for basketball. You know, they have the JV teams playing an hour and a half before the varsity, so the schools and the communities, you're not separated. You can go catch the JV game, then come and catch the varsity, and then hang around and watch some great basketball the rest of the day, too.
And really, the 35-second clock, not much of a factor.
Nope.
It went off, what, 4 times in the 4 games we saw, 1 each game.
Yeah, pretty much. It was a non-factor, and I don't know if it really even affected the kids to rush shots or any of that kind of stuff. So it was a non-factor, but I believe it is something that is, it's going to be here within a couple years.
No doubt. Keep in mind that we will broadcast tomorrow from Versailles, Fort Loramie Girls against Mississinewa. Tentative tip at 4:30, on the air at about 10 to 4 from Versailles tomorrow. That's the Versailles version of the girls' MLK Classic tomorrow from Versailles High School. Fort Loramie, Mississinewa Valley, tip-off 4:30, on the air a little bit before 4 o'clock. Should be a fine 5th game, Versailles, Kenton Ridge. Hey, fans, if you're in the area and want to come out, you've got 32 minutes of fine high school basketball upcoming here shortly.
You got about 7.5 minutes to get your butt in the seat here, though.
Exactly.
And don't fly down Route 705 too fast, because there might be a state patrolman coming towards you.
It might take you 7 minutes to bundle up to get out of here, because she's starting to get cold now.
Yeah, exactly. It always gets this way on MLK weekend.
Exactly.
Thanks so much to Brandon Coverman, Jeremy Plyman, Derek Olding, who was with us earlier, Jack Kramer thanking the online listeners. A lot of gratitude to all of you in our 4th game here at the MLK Classic, the 3rd we covered, just completed several minutes ago. Cincinnati Country Day defeated Fort Loramie. Again, keep abreast of the scoresbroadcast.com website for the upcoming schedule. It'll be modified tonight and once again tomorrow evening to show you games Monday through next Saturday at scoresbroadcast.com. SCORE stands for Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We are the radio on your phone for high school sports. Again, thank you for listening. Thanks to our team of broadcast announcers. Thanks to the crew. Jack Kramer bidding you a good evening from Fort Loramie High School here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 20 years, scoresbroadcast.com has been online and on the air thanks to numerous long-term anchor sponsors. Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, has played a major role providing support for high school sports coverage. We thank Locale very much. scoresbroadcast.com would not be online today with high school sports play-by-play without the boost each year from Locale Equipment. Barker Insurance, north of Sydney and south of Anna on Route 25A. For more than 50 years, one of the most highly respected insurance agencies in West Central Ohio is Barker Insurance. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, Rushi, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. We simplify your banking at osgoodbank.com. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customers come from miles around and all over the country to purchase new and pre-owned cars and trucks from Geyer's. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. A team of licensed pros will complete your job right and provide you with true comfort at Tom and Jerry's. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Fast, reliable, affordable auto service. Plus a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A. Brookins Neighborhood Pub in Fort Loramie. The best wings, pizza, roasted chicken, and lunch and dinner specials around are served at Brookins. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Number one in accounting and tax preparation for you or your business is Reese Meyering. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. If you want to buy, sell, or build in West Central Ohio, you will benefit from working with Wygant. SecureCom in Minster. Design, install, and manage your communication, life safety, and security systems using SecureCom. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, the superb specialist in custom designing and producing aluminum railing, columns, and fence, is Superior. Francis Schultze in Rushi, the perfect blend of style and timeless appeal to enhance your interior and exterior doors, is offered by Francis Schultze. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, wedding bands, engagement rings, and other fine jewelry at good prices are available at the region's gem, the Jewelry Barn. Frisch's in Sydney. We've never left and we're still here with delicious favorites that have passed the test of time for 75 years. We are as popular as ever. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Sydney? And the Shelby County Veteran Services Commission in Sydney. We make sure you receive all the benefits you deserve. We serve you at the Shelby County Veterans Services. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.